Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. Happy Monday. Back on the bike again for another week.
Isn't it a happy Monday, especially after that bloody win last night?
All yeah! I do is win, 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 no matter what.
I don't want to get too excited, but, oh, man, I was screaming down the house last night. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was a very unfortunate night if you watched the State of Origin last night and you're a Queensland
supporter.
Jeez,
Jesse, why are you sounding so down? You were pretty jovial on Friday.
I was pretty pleased with myself in the lead up to this.
I'm not kidding you, man. I've worn my jersey like this is the fourth day in a row.
I was going to say, did you sleep in it last night?
Absolutely, I did. Haven't even washed it.
A friend of mine called me at halftime last night, huge Blues supporter.
Yeah.
And I missed the call, but I texted her back a few minutes later and I said, oh, are you calling to, you know, get your bragging in before you get smoked in the second half like last Origin? How wrong I was.
Man, it was so good to watch. Mm. I mean, I was still nervous at halftime because, I mean, Queensland always, like, come back in the second half generally when if the Blues get up, but there was no coming back from that.
How cool, by the way, was the crowd last night? Almost the biggest crowd Optus Stadium has ever seen. Bigger than any West Coast game, any Dockers game, cricket. Massive.
See, I reckon WA should bring back an NRL team. You know, back when they had the Reds here, I reckon they need to bring it back. It just goes to show just how much, you know, WA love league.
It is interesting, especially with the rugby team, like the Super Rugby team gone now as well. So I'll see what the NRL does. But, sad day for Queensland.
We've still got game three.
Game three.
That'll be the ultimate one.
Dirty before 6:30.
The stories that are just a touch more adult, so they're early in the show, away from little ears. Now, this morning, Jules, I want to talk about the Mile High Club.
Oh, right? Yep. I know all about this.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
I can't talk about everything on air, Jesse. Okay. No,
stop
what's going
me
on?
A little bit. They've done a survey on 10,000 people, and 78% of people said they'd be keen to join the Mile High Club.
I mean, if you could get away with it, I mean, why not?
Not too surprising, but
some trips are long.
That long haul flight. 5% of people said they already have. 1% of people said that it was in the cockpit.
Oh, stop it. They're just having you on.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I know 100 people, and surely not one of those has been in the cockpit.
Well, you know me, though, right?
You're not even allowed in the cockpit anymore.
Well, I used to date a pilot, so, you know, I mean, it's plausible, but no, it didn't happen.
There is a new Aussie company called Air Australia International that could help you out with this.
What?
They provide a range of different services, chartered flights, patient transfer, repatriation, flight instructions, also for an hour.
Sorry, flight instructions? Is it like
flight instructor?
Okay, cool.
For $750, you could have an hour in the air with your beloved to join the exclusive club.
Oh.
Not only that, but they fully kit it out for you. Heart-shaped helium balloons, perfume, a double bed, fresh linen, pillows, a bottle of chilled champagne, chocolates.
How much? Whoa.
$750 for the hour.
$750 bucks, that's an expensive one-night stand.
Well, it might be with your husband or wife. Or,
oh, true. Yeah. But, yeah.
It might be just a box you guys want to
tick
together.
Sorry, I was just thinking more for you. Like, you know, like you were, like, trying to plan a first date or something.
But the thing that got me was they said the all-important privacy curtain between the cabin and the cockpit.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that it? Just a curtain. Like, that's it. And it's obviously, like, a pretty small plane, right?
Bloody pilot better be given these flights for free.
Well, he says
that's
what they say. The pilot said, well, you don't really hear anything because the engines are so loud. But because it's a small plane, every time they move, you feel it.
Let's go!
Trending now
at hits.com.au.
Do you ever watch those shows, you know, the air flight crash investigations?
Yeah,
investigations.
I think I've seen a bit of them.
Man, I find them so eerie, like when I'm watching, and it's for some reason, I always watch them before I'm about to catch a flight. Like, it's always something that comes up on my list of things to watch.
Before you go for a swim?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I find them so eerie, like, when, especially when it comes to, like, social media these days and people will post something about, like, the flight and then all of a sudden it crashes or whatever. Yeah, and I mean, the reason I'm talking about this morning is because, obviously, MH17, the Malaysian flight that went down, I think, what, 2014?
Never got found.
And it's actually come out that this guy, you know, posted a photo, like an eerie photo on Facebook.
Right.
Before he jumped on the plane.
What did he post?
Well, a picture of the plane, and it said, if the plane disappears, this is what it looks like.
What?
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Weird.
And, like, you know, obviously just having a laugh. Like, he's not, like, it was, but that's what
he posted.
That's
a pretty weird joke like to make, though, isn't it?
Oh, is it? No, that's something I would do.
I wouldn't have even made that connection.
If we were, like... You know, you're not, when you jump on a plane, you are not thinking it's going to go down.
But also, I was very surprised. I feel like most people were very surprised that planes could disappear.
Yeah, I mean,
like, I didn't even
crazy.
Know that was a thing. So
I
for
know.
Him to post that is
kind
of bizarre.
No, he was just like, he took a photo of it. And I mean, when you know, it depends on what your Facebook account's like. You know, if it's just all your close friends and whatever, having a little laugh. You wouldn't even think about that. But yeah. Super eerie. It's one of the last photos of any of the passengers to be taken.
Mm.
Oh, anyway, it freaks me out. But moving on, because I've got to talk to you about this Australia Post worker that has come under fire because he was delivering a package to a house, right?
Yeah.
Must have been busy because he threw it. He threw the package.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this, yeah.
And, oh, you know it's
No, I've seen people, I've seen delivery drivers do that,
But it landed on the roof. Right?
Worst throw ever.
This is what he did, and this is why it's coming under fire. You know they leave you like a little slip?
Yeah.
He wrote on the little slip, hey, sorry, accidentally threw your package up on the roof. My apologies. Maybe use a broom to get it down. He left a suggestion of how the owner of the package was supposed to get it down.
No way.
And so obviously the owner's just like, you know, they're blowing up about it. Like saying it's rude and blah. And I'm like, at least he told you. And then he offered some advice because he could have just thrown it and then left.
Because how often do you hear the stories about like, oh, a package is marked as delivered.
Yeah.
And then you never see it.
Yeah, absolutely. So
Like, attest to this, though. Delivery drivers, when I was a delivery driver, they are so strict on your time that you just don't even have time to stop, really.
Yeah.
So no wonder they're chucking them out the
window. Here's a hot tip. Get everything delivered to work. Like, seriously.
Absolutely.
You've got a receptionist or, you know, they deliver in office hours.
And
safe.
Most of the time, it's a really tall building, so really hard to throw it onto the roof.
So true. Hit.com.au is where you need to go if you need to find out what else is trending.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jessie and Jules.
How sad's this? I'm finding, like, these days on, you know, on Instagram, I'm learning way more facts on Instagram than what I ever did at school. Mainly because I didn't listen in school.
Which is a dangerous thing as well because I don't know that there's
it
much
is.
Truth on Instagram.
No. Oh, my gosh. But I follow a lot of pages that are, like, you know, your common facts and those kinds of things.
I do love a good fun fact
page. Yeah. Mind blown.
Yeah.
So I thought that we would start a segment called Get Fact, right?
Yeah.
And it's a way that we can get you guys to call up and be a part of our MVP prize to squeeze up that $100 Harvey Norman gift card.
Yes.
Because why not? We want to give you every opportunity possible.
Absolutely.
So what I thought I would do is read out a bit of a fact and what you need to do is try and guess the fact.
Oh, okay. I think I see how this is going to work. Let's just play.
Jeez, how's Jules going? For
all right, so hit me with the bit of the fact.
Okay, so I want you to call up and tell me what shouldn't you do until 30 minutes after eating? So you have to complete the fact, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I feel like that one is a bit of a trick.
It is a bit of a trick one because I know where your mind's going. This is something that has just kind of been discovered. Well, it's kind of just been put out there. So something that you shouldn't do until 30 minutes after eating. Adam from Bunbury joining us on the phone. Good morning.
Morning.
All right. Now, I did read a bit of the fact out.
Mm.
And it did take a while for you to call through, Adam, so I'm kind of guessing that you may have Googled it.
But this one's a bit of a trick, apparently, Adam. So do you think you know what's the way she's trying to trip you up here?
Oh,
can give it my best shot.
All right, well, let me read it out for you again for those who just listening. Something you shouldn't do until 30 minutes after eating.
Well, swimming.
That's exactly where I went,
That's
mate.
Where Jesse went.
That is
went.
Exactly where I went.
And I mean, that you know, I think that's just more like a bit of a fib kind of thing. I think it's like only 10 minutes of swimming thing. But yeah. Something that they say you shouldn't do until 30 minutes after eating is drinking.
What, like water? Or alcohol?
No, anything, any kind of liquid. They say you should wait until 30 minutes after drinking, otherwise you're ruining your digestive system by the acid that it produces.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Adam? Obviously not.
No.
Now you've just got
fracked. Well, you've got fracked. But don't you think it's weird, though, that restaurants, when you go and sit down, they take your drink order first?
Yeah, I know, because they're not aware, obviously.
They're not health practitioners.
No, they're not.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Do you reckon I talk about Cardi B at least once a show?
At least.
At least doing a crrr, right? Okay. I've got some bad news. There's some bad news that's coming out about Cardi B.
Really?
Yeah, but I need Dee McCarthy, who is live at the front of her house right now in the Bronx, to fill us in with what is going on. She's up on some felony charges.
Oh, my goodness. Here's what happened. So, from the very top, Cardi B was at a strip club. She got her bodyguards, allegedly, to attack these two women that worked at the club because she believed that one of them had been hooking up with Offset. That's the story. The attack included throwing chairs. Like, it was pretty brutal, right? Well, Cardi was arrested for, I didn't even know, I guess you can be arrested for directing assault, even if you didn't physically do it yourself, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it's almost like she placed a hit out, you know?
Yeah, it is kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, that's right. That's the category. So basically, she went to the court. They were going to charge her. They gave her a plea deal, which meant she had to plead guilty and then she would get some sort of deal.
Yeah.
She was like, nope. She's got all the lawyers you can imagine and all the money you can buy.
Yep.
And she's going back to court. She's actually going to a grand jury.
Can they even prove it, though? You know what I mean? Like, is there text messages? Is there emails ordering the hit? Is there video footage?
My guess is if she's decided to, you know, fight it, she must have some really good evidence or good lawyers that are like, think she's going to get away with it. Otherwise, they would have taken the plea deal, you know?
Yeah, I completely agree. Anyway, oh, gosh, I was saying to Jesse earlier, I was like, if she gets locked up, man, she's going to be like Tupac. She's going to come out on fire, like, with a bloody prison album.
Dean, speaking of lawyers, Israel Folau's story has made headlines in the US now.
Yes, so this is so crazy. If you missed it, basically, you know, obviously he's suing for sacking him and for cancelling his $4 million contract. He's suing for $10 million, created an online GoFundMe page, which has made $700,000 already.
The reason
this is making headlines in America, I heard about this in America, not from my Australian friends, is because his GoFundMe page has made 700 grand, which is more than most people, you know, if you look on the page, you're going to see, like, one girl needs treatment for cancer, one boy needs this, and they've got, like, $1,400, and then you've seen someone who's already a millionaire has $700,000 to fight this. It's really, really dark, and America is really, offended and surprised that this has come out of Australia.
So this is the interesting thing, right, is that a lot of lawyers are saying this case will go nowhere because there are a lot of other Christian players that Rugby Union Australia are not pursuing and not making their work life hard or sacking them or anything like that.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So what I want to know is what will happen with that $700,000 if he takes it to court and they just dismiss straight off the bat? Where will all that money go? Right? That's a really...
Do you pledge it or do you give it on the spot?
Yeah, that's a good question as well, is have they actually given money or are they just pledged it?
That's very true. I wonder how that actually does work.
Anyway, we'll keep an eye on that because that's very weird.
Yeah. I know religion's pretty huge over in the USA as well, too. Yeah, yeah. I mean, is it them that helped actually get to that $700,000?
International donations.
Yeah, maybe.
Crazy. If you go to Nashville, Tennessee, there's literally a church every two or three blocks without exaggeration.
Yeah, no, it's literally same like the Philippines, hey? It's just like you got these little bamboo huts and then all of a sudden you got this big pristine chapel. And it's like, bloody hell.
Anyway,
where'd
Dean?
Where'd that money come from? Anyway.
Thanks so much for filling us in this morning. We'll keep an eye on that.
Bye, guys.
Dumb crims.
Oh. Man, I reckon if you're driving in your car and you hear that, like, your heart stops a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
especially if you're Jules. Come for me again.
You're not wrong.
So these are, this is basically a ding-dong battle between Australia and America where, you know, we take the title of dumbest criminal.
Yeah, like that. Ding-dong battle.
And it also most of the time goes to the US, right?
Because outrageous stuff.
A lot of outrageous weird stuff goes on there. But unfortunately for us, it's coming back home to Australia.
Oh,
more specifically, Western Australia it is. Over the weekend, a man was caught by police 5 times over the legal blood alcohol limit.
Oh, my goodness.
Driving his car, right? And that's dumb enough as it is.
Yeah.
But in the same night, he was caught a second time.
Oh.
Literally within a couple of hours. Apparently, allegedly, he crashed his car into a building in Forestfield about 9 p.m. Blew 0.239.
Yeah.
Remembering that 0.05
is the
limit.
Bloody hell, he would have been dead.
Yeah. 0.239. So he was issued a disqualification notice and charged for drink driving.
Yeah.
So he's not allowed to drive anymore, even when he's sober. And then he returned to the scene with a truck to collect his car.
Right.
The police picked him up again. And he blew .225, so still way over the legal limit.
Wait, so he drove the truck?
Yeah, so he's driven the truck back there to pick up his car. Got charged for the same offences again, plus charged with no authority to drive, and his truck was impounded for 28 days.
Hell, he would have been done for, like, a heavy vehicle as well. Like, done,
probably.
Because I'm pretty sure that's a pretty heavy, like, it's a heavier fine.
Yeah, well, I just can't imagine the thought process that when he got home and was like, oh, no, DUI.
Need to get me car.
Well, better go and clean up me mess, shall I? Not wait till the morning. He's like, well, I'm awake now. I'll go back.
Bloody idiot.
What an idiot.
Are we ready? The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
We need to discuss this, essentially.
This is why Jesse's single.
And this time it's not my fault, right? Because I met a girl on the weekend and didn't...
Whoa! Can I just say, anytime anyone starts anything off with, this is not my fault,
this
generally,
is not my fault.
It's their fault.
I don't mean to offend you, but...
Yeah, I'm exactly. Gonna. Continue.
And essentially, I do believe that it's not my fault this time because I've gone out on Saturday night to a friend's birthday party.
Yeah.
Right? And there was a bunch of people there that I didn't know, the other friends group. And there was a few girls there. And I was like... And I was thinking, okay, cool. Like, you know, I haven't met them before.
Yeah.
Like, let's start a conversation.
So do you start asking, like, who's single and stuff like that?
Well, I didn't. And they kind of came up later on. So I just chatting and just kind of being friendly and stuff.
Oh, doing that whole, I ain't interested.
Yeah, you know, just playing it cool kind of thing. And, or at least how I think is playing cool. But anyway, I start chatting to her. And there's a few people and I'm just, like, on the side of the group.
Oh, who's her?
No, I'm not going to give you her name.
Why not? Okay, let's call her Phoebe.
Okay, so I'm chatting to Phoebe, but Phoebe's a couple of people away from me, right?
So you're yelling at her.
And so, no, we're all part of this conversation.
Right, okay.
And one of my mates is, like, on the other side of the room, and he catches my eye, and he's giving me the, mate, you're on.
Like the eyebrows, the head way.
It's all the mates of mine that are in relationships, because they're trying to live vicariously through
you,
right?
Of course they are, yes.
And so they're all looking over, and they're like, go on, mate. Make a move. And I'm like, what do you think I'm doing right here?
Well, obviously you weren't doing anything if they're trying to tell you you have to make a move, Jesse.
Because they're all so just blasé about it. They're like, just dive right in. And I'm like, you can't
just
spook her.
Just go for a big smooch.
Anyway, I'm chatting to her and eventually they're so keen to get my eye and tell me to dive right in that they start messaging my phone. Right? And I'm like, I pull out my phone because it's just going,
yeah,
and I'm like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
And I look at my phone and I'm like, guys, you just need to settle down a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And there's all this stuff coming through, like swap seats with the girl next to you so that you can get it. And they're just like properly like spelling it out.
Oh, good on them. Right? They're just looking out for you.
And I'm like, okay, guys, whatever. I'll look at this later.
Throw your phone in the bush.
I keep just kind of chatting away. Phone's on silent now. And eventually she kind of goes a bit cold.
Oh.
Disappears.
Oh. Right?
And I'm like, oh, okay. Struck out again, you know.
Yeah.
not new to that.
Yeah.
Go back to the boys. I'm like, oh, yeah, it didn't really go anywhere. Yeah. And we just kind of keep chatting. And so I open up the messages to go back through what these idiots have sent to me.
Yeah.
And the messages that came through were part of not a private message to me, but the entire group chat of everyone that was at this party, like 20 plus
people. Wait, don't tell me that this girl was in the group chat.
And this girl is in the group chat. And I'm like, you idiots. And he looks at me and he's like, oh. Well, that didn't work out very well. I was like, you are killing me.
Oh, babe, you know what? When you started this break off, I honestly was like, nah, it is your fault. But you know what? They killed it for you, man.
Absolutely. Seriously.
This is why Jesse's single.
Not always my fault.
Bloody hell, where's your wingman? Like, seriously. Oh,
this is the problem with people in relationships. They all think they're fantastic at being a wingman. They all rubbish.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Now, every Monday, we do Monday Confessions, and this is where we want you to confess to some things. Now, this morning, we want to know, what did you get on a date for free?
I don't know that I've ever got something for free. I mean, dating's been pretty limited, but...
Oh, it's like, when was the last time you even went on a date? 1987? No, you weren't even born then.
Pre-born.
91?
Started at a young age. Yeah, no, I don't know that I've ever got anything for free on a date.
Okay. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is because there's a new dating trend out there.
Okay.
Some females may be like, done this. And some guys may be like, that
has done it to me.
We are talking about the foodie call.
The foodie call.
Yeah, move over, booty call. It is the foodie call, and girls are taking advantage of this. Apparently, 1 in 4 women will go on a date for the free meal.
1 in 4?
I'm not even kidding you. I've done it.
Have you?
Yeah. I have. Back in my dating game. Actually, I'm pretty sure that's how me and Elliot.
Oh, so it can lead to a, you know.
It can lead to
like a booty call could lead to a relationship,
but see,
a foodie
like,
call.
You know how some people like relate over music?
Right.
Yeah, I relate over food.
Yeah,
you know?
We're
both on that KC bandwagon, the pizza, the pineapple on pizza, that kind of stuff. Yeah, you know, it connects you.
That's true.
But I thought this morning we would get people to ring up and confess about what they've actually got for free on a date. Now, I don't want to trump y'all with, like, what happened to
me. Oh,
people.
No, you've got an absolute pearler, don't you?
It's pretty good.
Okay. Better than food. Because food's...
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, food's good,
yeah.
And I used to do it a lot, because food's bloody expensive.
Is it G, right?
But so's
you allowed to say this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was dating this pilot. I went on a date with this pilot.
No.
Went on a date with this pilot, right? I'm not even kidding. So he used to, like, fly out every, like, 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, he had to do, like, one of the other pilots, like, was sick or whatnot, and he had to get a cold in. So he flew me to Sydney.
So you're telling me a guy, you got free flights for dating a guy.
Yeah. I got free flights. I flew to Sydney, went out on a date, and then he flew off to wherever he had to, like, go.
Oh, there is no way that people are telling that.
I know. It's a tough one. I mean, don't try and trump it. I just want to know. You know, even
if someone does.
If you've got a free GB, you know, like, ring us up. 13 till 6. I'm talking about garlic bread, by the way.
I might need to Google what GB is. What other euphemisms there are for GB.
My mind didn't even go there.
I'm still not sure where we've gone. I still don't know where we've gone.
Garlic
okay.
bread.
If you have ever gotten anything for free on a date, 13, 12, 16, give us a bell and confess.
Look, I feel like I trumped... everyone's story by revealing mine. Too early.
No one can beat you, I don't think.
When I first started dating this guy, he was a pilot at the time, and we were going on a date, and he had to then fly out, because he was an international pilot, so he had to fly out from Sydney somewhere. Anyway, so, he just booked me a return flight to Sydney, so I'd go out on a date with him in Sydney, and then he flew off to do whatever he does, and then I flew home.
Free flights.
Crazy, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, by far and away the best thing I have ever heard someone get out of a date.
Anyway, I went on to dating for like 6 months. I mean, free flights. Like,
where'd
seriously,
you go to? Did
it
how? 6 months, round the world trip.
The whole soul of it. Saw the world, then dropped him. That's how it's done, ladies. Jokes. We did check this up on our Facebook, so if you do want to jump on our Facebook and tell us your story, the first comment I read was a headache. I'm like, yeah, girl, we all been there. Yeah.
The good stuff you got for free, hit WA on Facebook.
Yeah, make sure you jump on and tell us your story.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Big news for the show this morning, Julesy. We are going back on tour.
Yay! I mean, yeah, like, I love going out on tour, but for us to get right around WA takes 2 weeks.
2 weeks to cover as much of WA as we possibly can. And the coolest thing about this is that Optus have jumped on board and given us a bunch of phones to give away. Literally thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of phones. And it's all powered by Optus and the Samsung A50, your best for regional device.
Now, are we allowed to tell people what they have to do?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, cool. So it is we're calling it the free phone selfie tour.
Mm-hmm.
And what you need to do when we go around the markets, if you see Jesse and I, all you need to do is get a selfie with us.
Mm-hmm.
And post it up on your social media, so Instagram or Facebook, on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
And you go into the running to win a free phone.
Yeah,
that's
as simple as that.
That's all you have to do. I mean, when we came up with this idea, I mean, I love it, because you know I love taking selfies.
Yeah.
But I mean, the last tour that we did when we went around, we got hugs.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping that we could do like another hugging one again, because I kind of like, I really enjoyed it, especially the mum hugs that we were getting. Oh! I miss it so much.
But I do love when we get to get photos with listeners and stuff. So this will be really fun. And we'll get to have it'll make a really cool album of all the memories that we get from different parts of WA.
It would be so cool. One recommendation, people, can you just use a filter? Because most likely I'm not going to have any makeup on because it's too early in the morning to do makeup.
But if you've got any suggestions.
You're like, five hours.
You do your makeup.
Why when there's filters that you don't have to?
To be fair, we probably both need filters that early in the morning, so.
Oh, just take the bags out from underneath my eyes, please.
If you've got any locations that we can hit up on the tour as well for good places to take selfies, that'd be a really good one as well, because I know that there's some really picturesque places around WA.
Oh, so good. Yep.
So
it's beautiful.
Any iconic locations, shoot them through. But yeah, it's all powered by Optus. You can ask about their 2 months free in-store today. We are going to be leaving next Monday. It begins.
It came so quick, seriously.
So if you would like a free phone, they're also, Optus is going to chuck in a bunch of free data and stuff as well.
Insane.
So make sure you come and catch us when we do that.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
All right, Kath from Bunbury, who would you like to play against this morning?
I'll play against, Jesse.
Yeah. That's three in a row.
I was thinking
that.
If they choose Jesse, everyone won't realise how dumb I am, but I can't even read the bloody questions out.
All right, Kath, 5 quiz questions. Just buzz in with your name. And if I get it wrong or you get it wrong, the other person gets a free go at it, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, question number 1. What streaming service will you need to watch the new season of Stranger Things?
Jesse. Netflix.
Yep. Sorry, I don't mean to get so disappointed when you get it right, but it just means it's more, you know, you're pushing
away
from our...
A bit of support, please.
Our listener. Okay. Where in WA will you find Gnomesville?
Tash.
Yep.
It is in... it's out past the Ferguson Valley.
That'll do. Woo!
Is it? What were you going to say, Tash?
I don't know, because I can't think of where it was.
She said Ferguson Valley, and that's what it says is the answer.
Oh, okay,
so
perfect.
I'm just going to go, yeah, girl, y'all won that.
Count it. All right, question number three.
Okay, where is the tallest building in the world? This is multiple choice, by the way. A, Shanghai, B, Dubai, or C, New York City?
Cash.
Okay, Kath.
New York City.
Oh, no, it isn't.
Is it Dubai?
Yeah. Yes. The Burj Khalifa.
Not the Wiz Khalifa.
No, the Burj.
No, the Burj. Different Khalifa. All right.
Okay. Question number four. The New York Yankees compete in what American sports league?
Jesse. Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you won. That's it.
That's it. Get over.
Yeah, the last one. The last question was, where do the Simpsons live?
Oh, Springfield.
Yeah.
Oh, go on, Tash.
Oh, no, you ruined it for us. See, Jesse just had to win. The competitive side came out.
It really is an ugly side to me, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, man. It is.
It's the worst.
I could never play laser tag with you ever again.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
I feel like I need to explain myself.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like, you know, new week, new activity, who dis?
Yeah.
You know, like...
You're essentially a merry-go-round of new things that you want to try.
Absolutely. When it comes to, hey, Jules, just have a little dabble in this, I'm like all in.
This is my new calling.
I buy the gear.
You do.
I've got everything, right? Yep. I'm all in. Because I like to put myself into it. Yep. But...
what was our last one? Wrestling.
Yeah, don't worry, that's still coming.
Okay, it's still coming. Okay.
But on Friday, right, we did a team bonding thing and a whole, like, station went to Bunbury Beach Volleyball.
Mm.
Now, never played volleyball before.
Is that your first time?
That was my first time.
Okay.
And just for those that are tuning in, you're listening to a beach volleyball champion. Beach volleyball champion. First time ever played team one.
Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at actually joining socially.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly for the $2.50 glasses of wine.
$2.50 glasses of wine. Everyone's
I actually
winning,
thoroughly enjoyed it. And I got home and I spread the, you know, good news to Elliot that I was joining beach volleyball.
You are evangelical about your new things. Like, as soon as you get a new activity, you got to tell the world. It's like,
absolutely.
Guys, if you haven't tried it, it's the best thing that ever happened.
This is what I'm doing. Anyway, I discovered over the weekend, I was like, why am I like this? Why do I do this?
Right.
And I realized it's because when I was back at school... Well, when I was there, I hated sports. I didn't do any kind of sports, mainly because I thought I was too fat and I thought that if I, like, ran and stuff like that, everyone would laugh at me.
Right.
So I'd, like, kind of just stayed away from any kind of, like, you know...
So you're making up for lost time.
Sport. Exactly. So when it came to, like, electing a sport, I would never actually choose anything and they would just put me into, like, lawn bowls or walking. Like, yes, walking was a sport.
Walking. Not athletics walking.
No, it was just walking. You just walked for like 3 hours. Anyway, I mean, the whole lawn bowls thing helped me out in the long run because, I mean, when you're with your mates, have a couple of drinks, a couple of lawn, you know, barefoot
lawn bowls.
Play a little
bit of lawn
bowls. Man, I am an absolute
pro. You're carving it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.